Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back as we are live here at the Westin. Congratulations to Kat is our first winner. Won the Will Anderson Jr. jersey.
Rock and roll, meow.
Continue to hang with us. Come on in here. We'll hear till 6 o'clock. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance to win a signed NFL signed football by Jalen Petrie. That's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, so make sure you get in, sign your name. It's right in front of you. As soon as you walk in the lobby, you can't miss us or the raffle table. You can see the prize is right there, and all you got to do is fill your name out and put it in the raffle box, and you'll have a chance to get a W. Win either that Petrie signed football, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be hooking people up with a signed helmet by Christian Harris. And there's rye whiskey out here. That Sagamore rye whiskey, Sagamore. I had the rye, I believe.
Well, it's all rye. Sagamore rye whiskey.
But is it all rye?
What you get here is they got the small batch. Hey, Bob, they got the small batch Sagamore rye small whiskey, batch. Man. Get you a pop. It's sweeter, more approachable rye whiskey, man. It's absolutely tremendous. So if you just want to sample the small batch, Sagamore small batch rye whiskey, they have that, as well as they've got three signature drinks, y'all. The Orange Crush, a little play on the Astros orange, right? Love the color.
I've had it.
I mean, the color, I'll be honest with you, given my history with Tennessee, it's a tough color for me to love, but I've really, really driven it home that it's my Stros. The Orange Crush, Ron had one. It's phenomenal. They also have another signature drink, the Black Eyed Rye, along with an old-fashioned cocktail that's made with the Sagamore rye whiskey. So come on through, check it out. The Westin right here downtown is big time. It's literally a stone's throw away from Minute Maid Park. So if you're coming to the Astros game, we got room for you. Come on through. The kitchen's open. The bar's wide ass open. Got some good views up here. We got some football tonight, boys. We got them Arkansas Razorbacks playing tonight. Them Kansas Jayhawks are playing tonight as well. Them Colorado Buffaloes are playing tonight. There's some I don't know that too many folks give a rip about your Jayhawks or my Razorbacks, but I do think there's some folks out there that want to see Deion Sanders. Probably some want to see him win, and some would like to see him get his ass kicked. So, yeah, that's a game tonight as well.
I don't think they're going to get their ass kicked tonight, but
I don't know, man. Look, North Dakota State's one of them. I mean, hey, they've only won about 400 games in the last 4 years, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't think they're going to get Colorado.
That's the story, though, Ron, right, with Colorado is if Colorado hadn't made huge strides from last year when they won, what, they went 4 games last year, which, by the way, that 4 games won me. I bet on Deion, won me a bottle of Clase Azul tequila, which I've yet to collect on.
That's it.
Big Will. I know where you're at. I'm going to see this weekend, Whitewater Amphitheater. But, yeah, look, if they haven't made big-time improvements hitting that portal the way they hit that portal, Ron, then I think North Dakota State has a chance to compete with them. I mean, we'll see. I think that's the story behind that game. If Colorado is for real, if the hype is for real, then they ought to handle business tonight.
If their line play has improved, they still got some of them skilled guys over there, Hunter and Shadur Sanders.
Yep.
The backs and the receivers.
Got to handle business tonight.
Yeah. So tonight it should be. We'll see a little more when they get into the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As we're live here, continuing here, Clint, I do think that D'Amico and Nick deserve some credit here. And I think they deserve some credit in how they've handled the running back situation. They went out early on in camp and said, all right, hey man, we want at least, at the very least, get some protection here. We want at the very least get some protection on if Damian Pierce doesn't really kind of come together like we hope he does. And they went in early. They found a veteran, and I think you talked about it when he first arrived here, like this is a long play. You don't go out and go and pick up this guy. You're going to see if his Achilles, if he can still go with those injuries he's had with the Achilles. But this is a longer play, and you want to see what he can do long term for this team. And I think it's a huge thing because, Clint, had they not gone out and made that move and gotten aggressive and said, hey, man, let's go and get something just in case, they would have been stuck with them rookies that they signed, British Brooks, who's the fullback now. They would have been in a tougher place, or would be sitting here with less than a Cam Akers that would come in. So I give them credit. We've talked about it and wondered how long they would run with Damian Pierce, but at least this time, actions wise, they at least said, well, we're not going to just get stuck and have guys that can't come in. They made a move pretty early. Now, I do think there's an argument that affect Damian Pierce, but they made a move early to go get a Cam Akers to avoid being in the spot they're in and having a Damian Pierce who isn't effective.
Great point.
So I give him credit for that.
Great point. We've spent so much time talking about Cam Akers, Damian Pierce, who should be number two, who should get the rock when Joe Mixon isn't right or Joe Mixon isn't ready and he needs a spell, needs a breather. We spent so much time talking about that. You're right. We need to pump the brakes a little bit and actually appreciate the fact that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan said, yes, we need to bring a guy in here that gives us an option beyond a rookie that doesn't know his tail from a hole in the ground, that has some experience in this system. And if he's healthy, if he's able to go, and if the two Achilles tears haven't slowed him down significantly, this guy could be an answer at some point in time. Now, I don't know that they anticipated him being the answer this early on, but right now he's the second best back on his team, especially when you factor in the experience in this offense and what we've seen of a healthy Cam Akers to this point right here. So, yeah, you're right, man. That was a big-time move. You know, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans right now are I mean, they are. When it comes to hitting on players that they take that have a little bit of a risk associated with them, they've been pretty damn good.
I think the hit on this is obviously a part of their talent, but their talent evaluating. But the hit on this is also, go ahead, get y'all some whiskey. The hit on that is also, it's just more of the game plan and them just saying, all right, we're going to cover ourselves. We're going to put ourselves in the best position possible, and I think this is the best position possible of what they've done, because as you said, they could be sitting here with a rookie, they could be sitting here trying to scour all of these other teams, they could be trying to get a Dalvin Cook who's on the streets like the Cowboys had to do. No, but they saw it early, and there's a hey, just in case, we like what we're seeing from DP, but just in case He doesn't pick this up or it's not moving the way, we got a real insurance policy. And now the worst has happened to go along with the best that Cam Akers is picking it up. So I give them credit. They deserve credit for addressing it early and not putting themselves in a situation where they were trapped with him as the only option, or rookies or old, broke-down veterans. So I give them credit for that. All right, coming up as we're live here at the Westin downtown right near Minute Maid, Come on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. The Astros have made a host of moves, and we'll let you know the latest as Jason Hayward is not only signed, but hell, he's in the lineup. We'll give you the rest of that as well as it's happening, fellas. It's happening. It's already starting to make good sense. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on the Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.